28 March 2019, and I have some questions for our South African quote leaders or quote representatives. Why is Eskom bankrupt? Why is the SABC bankrupt? Why is SAA bankrupt? Why is Petro SA bankrupt? Why is Denel bankrupt? Why is the post office bankrupt? Why is Prasa bankrupt? Why, after every failed state-owned enterprise, do you want to nationalize the Reserve Bank? Why do you want to nationalize land? Why is there so much corruption, looting, and theft? Why is no one accountable or imprisoned? Why is Jacob Zuma still walking free? Why is the leader of BLF Andila still walking free? Why is the BLF getting an opportunity to run for parliament? Why is it okay to say land or death or fuck white people? Why is Malema walking free? Why is the EFF in parliament? Why are those who call for the killing of a minority group still walking free? How can the EF dox a journalist, which resulted in their followers making rape threats without any consequence? Why are they not held accountable? Why are there racial double standards in South Africa? Why do you lie about the history of South Africa? Why is the education system failing? Why is it important to decolonize education? Why do you promise free education when it is not possible? Why are there still racially discriminatory laws in South Africa, namely BEE? Why is violent crime on the increase? Why is South Africa one of the rape capitals of the world? Why is our infrastructure collapsing? Why is theft on the increase? Why are you taxing innocent South Africans to death? Why do the citizens need to compensate for money that you stole? Why are our borders unprotected? Why are there more citizens on social grants than taxpayers? Why are we still blaming Jan van Riebeek? Why are you corroding our freedom slowly but surely? Why are you trying to implement economic change that is proven to fail time and time again? Why are we implementing a philosophy that has caused the deaths of approximately 100 million people in the 20th century alone? Why are we not embracing capitalism, you know, the political and economic system responsible for bringing more people out of abject poverty than any other system in the history of man? Why is racial divide part of your strategy? It clearly is. It's a good election campaign. Why do you like deceit and mislead the South African public? Why do you praise dictators? Why do you hate freedom? Why do you hate the individual? Why threaten our right to own property? Why do you give millions of taxpayers' money to family, friends, and so on? Why are you disarming vulnerable law-abiding citizens? Why are you making it almost impossible for those citizens to protect themselves and making it hard for them to obtain a firearm legally? Why do our laws protect criminals more than the citizens who act in self-defense? Why do you not take farm murders and farm tortures seriously? Why is there more private security in South Africa than police? Why are the police failing us? Why are our hospitals failing? Why are we aligning ourselves with countries that are notoriously anti-freedom? Why are we antagonizing the President of the United States of America, the leader of the free world? Why are you not making positive change? Why do you hate the rich and successful more than you love the poor? Why make promises you know you cannot keep? Why are you so desperate for power? Why do you hate South Africans? Where is this all going? I'm looking forward to your response. Yours sincerely, a concerned South African citizen.